The BMC Amy Z Talk and Caffeware Modern Mainframe Podcasts have joined forces. You can find your favorite episodes from both podcasts, as well as new insight and discussion, soundcloud.com/modern mainframe. Caffeware is now BMC Caffeware, providing a complete app dev toolkit which enables you to make the mainframe as adaptive as any other platform and start your journey to becoming an autonomous digital enterprise with a mainframe-inclusive DevOps toolchain. Hello there. Welcome to the Modern Mainframe. I'm Matt Dallaire. Joining us for today's 5Q episode is Caffeware Z Advisor Product Owner, Bill Mackey. Hi, Bill. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good, Matt. Thanks for having me.
So I have five questions here, and maybe more. So we'll get started.
Sounds good.
What do you see as the most important issue in mainframe development today?
Well, I'm biased because I work daily with a mainframe DevOps tool, but I see the most important mainframe development issue being implementing DevOps and Agile on the mainframe. We've come a long way in the last 5 years in changing minds about mainframe, Agile, and DevOps, but there's still a lot of work to do. The mainframe still runs the lion's share of business for the largest companies in the world, and if developers in those companies, those large companies especially, aren't continually improving with regard to quality, velocity, and efficiency, then those companies are going to lose.
So when I first started at Caffeware, you gave me a little demonstration of Z Advisor.
Yep.
And I thought it was really cool. I was really impressed with the information available and what it can do. So can you give us a quick overview of what Z Advisor is? And can you tell us a little bit about the Icelandic baseball team?
Yeah, sure. So Z Advisor, it's grown over the last 3 years or so into a very large and mature product. But to break it down quickly, Z Advisor is it's a modern, innovative product from Compuware that uses machine learning to continuously measure and improve development organizations' quality, velocity, and efficiency as it pertains to mainframe development. So the inputs into Z Advisor are usage data from developer productivity tools such as FileAid, Expeditor, Avondade, and Topaz, as well as SCM data from tools like ISPW, Endeavor, and ChangeMan. And then finally, we add in ITSM data from tools like Jira, Rally, and ServiceNow. And when we can, from that all that data, we can create modern Kibana dashboards and form KPIs that allow development organizations to focus on improving. And as far as the Icelandic baseball team analogy goes, this was something, you know, way back when we started this that Chris O'Malley originally came up with when we were first starting development, and I'll credit Spencer Hallman for keeping it alive. And it basically describes the Icelandic national baseball team, which is the only baseball team in Iceland. And this mythical team practiced all the time, but they never had anyone to play against. And since they had no one to play against, they really had no idea if they were any good or not. Basically, if they never measured themselves against others by playing, they might think they're doing really well. And why not? They're certainly the best team in Iceland.
Right.
Yeah, so this fable sort of drives Z Advisor. You know, we believe that mainframe customers need to know what good looks like. So we built Z Advisor so that customers can measure themselves both internally against themselves to see that they're improving over time, as well as externally against the mainframe industry as a whole. And we've done that by accumulating tens of millions of mainframe data records from over 150 mainframe customers and creating what we call benchmarks by which organizations can measure themselves. So using Z Advisor, we can begin to see what a gold standard looks like and make improvements to move towards that gold standard.
Yeah, I liked that analogy. The first time I heard it, it sets it out pretty clearly.
Yeah, it's funny.
So how does the ability to measure performance fit into the journey toward DevOps?
Well, I think DevOps is, and Agile as well, is all about continuous improvement. And one of our messages is that if you can't measure it, you can't improve it. And the data doesn't lie. So by measuring key performance indicators like mean time to repair and seeing that number change over time as I implement performance improvements, I can see that the changes I'm making are moving the needle. An example from Compuware's history showed us a dramatic improvement in production add-ins, or the lack of them, after we started an initiative to develop an automated testing strategy. Now, this isn't surprising, but we also saw a huge increase in the amount of new innovation we were able to deliver to our customers. So this changed the game for us about 5-6 years ago. Essentially, we went from a slow, tired mainframe company that was working hard to keep our legacy products running and spending enormous amounts of time and money in a waterfall fashion fixing bugs to a gritty, agile company that delivered important new innovations like Topaz and ISPW to our customers on a continuous schedule. As a matter of fact, this January will be our 25th consecutive quarterly drop of new innovation, and this is a mark that we're extremely proud of. So that's our journey towards DevOps, and ZAdvisor is a critical tool in how we know we're improving.
And it's also great that CompuWare leads by example, that they're not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk.
Yep, exactly. So, we've got lots of data to show that.
Yep. So we've talked about evaluating processes and identifying bottlenecks within the SDLC using ZAdvisor. So what are some other ways CompuWare customers are using ZAdvisor, say to help individual developers or using data to improve work from home processes during the pandemic?
Yeah, so our customers are using ZAdvisor in a way we really never even imagined. You know, first of all, you mentioned the pandemic. So ZAdvisor shows development trends over time. So we can actually look back, you know, before, during, and hopefully later after the pandemic to show the development trends that happened over that period of time. So it allows us to measure quality, velocity, and efficiency. So I can't speak for all customers, but I have seen the CompuWare data, and it shows that business can run efficiently and even improve in times like this. So customers can use ZAdvisor to see which teams and applications need help and which ones don't. So as a development manager or an executive leader, it's critical to have data to back up the decisions on where to utilize resources. So if it's my goal to improve the velocity of the SDLC, I need to know which applications and resources should be the first ones to improve. ZAdvisor provides that. We give that to our customers at no additional cost to them.
Yeah, that's a really cool part of it too.
Yeah.
And I talked with Barbara Dates Hernandez a couple weeks ago, who was UX engineer. And she mentioned using ZAdvisor to see how customers are using the products and try to improve the user experience that way. So it's really versatile in it, yep. In its reach.
Yep. All of our development teams and our product management teams get together monthly and look at the data using ZAdvisor as well to help our development get better and better and better, each and every month.
Great. So you wrote a blog post a couple of months ago about high performing organizations. And I'll include a link in the show notes. But you talk about a concept in there in the blog post that I've seen mentioned by different folks around CompuWare, moving beyond management and into coaching. Can you expand on that a little bit and what you mean by that?
Absolutely. When you're developing in a truly agile fashion, effective managers stop seeing themselves as managers or bosses and start seeing themselves as coaches. Developers need to be treated just like high-performing athletes. They need the best coaches, the best equipment or tools, and the best training possible. So if we nurture and treat those developers in that way, we're going to get the best out of them. And the best managers know this, just like the best athletics coaches know this. The highest performing organizations are continuously measuring themselves to continuously improve, and we have the data that backs that up.
And I'll bring up another analogy from Chris O'Malley, where he talks about the slaves in the Roman galley rowing to the
yep.
drumbeat, not having your developers work that way.
Exactly. You treat them that way, and you're going to get results that you know you're not going to like. So, yeah, I think it's a great analogy.
So now for the bonus round, what question would you or do you ask someone else who works on the mainframe?
Well, ask them how things are changing for them these days, you know, especially if it's someone who's been around the mainframe industry a long time, like I have. Oh, by the way, I've been 30 years with CompuWare. So what I try to get out of them is if they're in a mode of continuous improvement, I want to hear that they aren't using green screens and they aren't using ISPF and that they are practicing agile development techniques. So this is how I know, you know, we have something interesting to discuss.
One final question. What's your favorite meal?
Sadly, I'm a carb junkie. I have been since I was a kid. So I'd say my favorite meal is probably like a chicken parmesan with angel hair pasta and way too many garlic rolls.
Wow.
So, yeah. So after that meal, I usually need help from one of those high performance coaches we just mentioned.
Now you've got me thinking about that.
Yeah. Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, thanks again for taking the time to join us. It's been really interesting. It's a great topic, I think, for people to think about. So
it's a lot of fun to talk about.
Yeah. So thank you to everyone out there listening. We appreciate it. And to hear more 5Q episodes or any of our other podcasts, visit soundcloud.com/modernmainframe or look for us in your favorite podcast app. So until next time, take care.
Bye.
The BMC Amy Z Talk and Capuware Modern Mainframe Podcasts have joined forces. You can find your favorite episodes from both podcasts, as well as new insight and discussion, at soundcloud.com/modernmainframe. Capuware is now BMC Capuware, providing a complete AppDev toolkit which enables you to make the mainframe as adaptive as any other platform and start your journey to becoming an autonomous digital enterprise with a mainframe-inclusive DevOps toolchain.